Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and a new government report from the trustees of the Social Security and Medicare programs is painting a very bleak picture. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner released their annual report and talked about the urgent need to address the entitlement system.
The sooner we come together to make the difficult but achievable changes needed to strengthen the solvency of Medicare and Social Security, the more time we'll give the American people to plan and to adjust.
The report says that Social Security will begin paying out more than it's taking in by 2016, a year sooner than projected. Geithner says without changes, it'll be out of money two decades after that.
This year's Social Security report projects that the trust fund will be exhausted in 2037, 4 years earlier than the trustees projected last year. This change is primarily due to the economic recession.
And Geithner says if you think that prognostication is bad, take a look at the Medicare system, which is expected to be completely out of money within 8 years.
Medicare's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund is projected to become exhausted in 2017, 2 years earlier than projected in last year's report.
The Obama administration saying this is the perfect opportunity to push forward towards major health care reform. That message coming from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and the president himself. Addressing the reporters before a meeting at the White House today, the president says the nation is ready for this debate and these changes.
Businesses are geared up, families are geared up to go ahead and start solving some of our extraordinary healthcare system problems.
Turning to the war on terror now, and the U.S. military has issued charges against an American soldier accused now of killing five of his fellow service members at Camp Liberty in Iraq. Reporter Priscilla Huff has the details.
Sergeant John Russell has been charged with five counts of murder and one count of aggravated assault. He had walked into a clinic for combat stress and shot two officers on the staff and three other enlisted men at Camp Liberty near Baghdad's International Airport. The White House says it is deeply shocked. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says the tragedy speaks to the key issues of dealing with combat stress, the pressure of multiple deployments, and the need for adequate mental health facilities. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Elsewhere in the war on terror, senators are grappling with the ongoing security crisis in Pakistan and, of course, how that relates to the situation in Afghanistan. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, the administration's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, testified that there's no chance for peace in Afghanistan until the situation is more stabilized along the volatile Afghan-Pakistani border.
The situation in Pakistan is extremely difficult. This is as tough as anything I've ever seen before, anything I've ever worked on.
The U.S. is deeply worried that Pakistan's nuclear arsenal could fall into the hands of Taliban extremists, al-Qaeda, and its militant allies. Holbrooke, President Obama's special envoy, expressed strong support for a bipartisan Pakistani aid package that has been introduced in the Senate. He was also asked by lawmakers to clarify the goals of our current mission in the region.
We must help them win. And by win, I mean stabilize the government in Pakistan and give the Afghans the capacity to defend themselves.
Elsewhere in the region, U.S.-Iranian journalist Roxana Saberi has thanked all those who helped her win her freedom after she was imprisoned on espionage charges and initially sentenced to 8 years in an Iranian prison. On appeal, her sentence was reduced to 2 years of a suspended sentence. And Saberi says until today, she was unaware of all the attention her story was getting around the world.
I want to thank all the people all over the world, which I'm just finding out about, really, who, whether they knew me or not, helped me and my family during this period.
In other news, the experts are still reviewing the data, but it looks like some of the tiles on Space Shuttle Atlantis were damaged during its climb into orbit Monday. Lead flight director Tony Sakachi says four of the tiles on the shuttle's right wing were apparently nicked about a minute and a half into the launch. NASA has several options while they assess the damage and may call for a focused inspection of the area. Astronauts do have supplies on board to repair the tiles if needed, and the Space Shuttle Endeavour is standing by in case NASA orders a rescue of the seven-member crew. Meanwhile, the pilots of an ill-fated commuter plane that crashed near Buffalo earlier in the year remarked they had never encountered such a large accumulation of ice on the wings. Former FAA investigator Stephen Wallace says the plane in question did have the necessary de-icing equipment on board. The transcripts were made public today by the National Transportation Safety Board. Both pilots were heard on flight recorders discussing their lack of experience. NTSB says they failed to respond properly to a warning that their airspeed dropped below 115 miles per hour, and that caused the plane to crash. 50 people were killed during that tragedy back in February. General Motors stock plunged to a 76-year low today at $1.13 per share, prompting a Standard & Poor's analyst to say there is no positive outlook for GM shareholders. The assessment comes one day after the struggling auto giant's top executive sold close to $315,000 in GM stock and liquidated other direct holdings. On Wall Street today, the Dow up 50 to 84.69, the S&P 500 down 1 to 908, the NASDAQ off 15 to 1716. Oil prices up slightly to $58.85 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, the latest consumer optimism numbers with Investor's Business Daily, inside the Iranian strategy for imprisoning and then releasing Roxana Saberi, and when we come back, South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson on the ever-growing deficits. Stay tuned.